AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. U.S. officials say 11 Marines and a Navy medic are among the dead following explosions near the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
Speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss ongoing military operations, a U.S. official says several Marines were killed and a number of other American military members wounded in the attack. In the waning days of the airlift, the attacks transformed the scene outside Kabul's airport from one of desperation into one of horror as people attended to the wounded. One of the bombers struck people standing knee-deep in a wastewater canal. U.S. officials say information is still coming in and they're trying to determine exact numbers of casualties. Russia's foreign ministry gave the first official count, putting the number killed at 13, with 15 wounded. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Shots were fired near the courthouse in Kankakee, Illinois.
At this time, we have two deceased gunshot victims. Both of those are Hispanic males in their mid-20s. We also have another gunshot victim at a local hospital.
Police Chief Robin Passwater says two suspects are in custody. Multiple firearms were found at the scene. Also from Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker says healthcare workers and educators from kindergarten through college will be required to be vaccinated against the coronavirus or submit to weekly testing. The U.S. is projected to see nearly 100,000 more coronavirus deaths between now and December 1st. That's the prediction from the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. But health experts say that toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. An AP analysis shows the rate of new cases is slowing in Mississippi, Florida, Louisiana, and Arkansas. Kentucky and Texas have joined a growing list of states that have surpassed their record for hospitalized coronavirus patients. In areas with low vaccination rates, doctors have been pleading with their communities to get vaccinated. This is AP News. Australian airline Qantas posted a $1.7 billion pandemic-related annual loss and forecast Australia will reopen to international travel in December. This is CEO Alan Joyce.
Now, one of the biggest unknowns in all of this is the quarantine requirements for fully vaccinated travellers entering Australia. And there are a number of trials that are starting around the country.
More than half the Australian population and the two biggest cities, Sydney and Melbourne, are currently locked down due to the Delta variant outbreak that began in mid-June. New Zealand reported 68 new community cases of the coronavirus, the largest daily increase since April of last year. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it's under control.
We haven't seen spread beyond Auckland and Wellington, where there is a known link to the Auckland outbreak. If it weren't for lockdown, I'm sure we would have seen cases spread further.
The New Zealand government put the nation into a strict lockdown last week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.